Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Texas Card House. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock.
And joining us on the hotline right now, the men's head basketball coach of the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks. He is Coach Kyle Keller. Hey, Coach, how you doing? Congratulations on a phenomenal victory.
Hey, thanks, Patrick. I appreciate it, man. It was a lot of fun for us.
All right, first question I got to ask you is, you know, you see Nathan Bain running the length of the court. Clock is getting real close to zero. how nervous were you? How many inappropriate words may have raced through your mind? I think you said just raced through your mind of you better get it in there before zero.
Yeah, well, you've seen that movie Forrest Gump, right?
Right.
And I'm yelling in my head, run, Nate, run, baby. You got to get there. So it was a great moment for us. And as a senior and all this stuff this kid's been through, you know, I really didn't panic. I knew he was going to make it. It's who he was and who he is. I mean, it's just, you know, I just felt like that thing was going to go in. I felt like he was going to make it. You know, I, to be honest with you, I was kind of afraid he's going to pull up and try to shoot something. I'm glad he did what he did. It's kind of something not we necessarily work on at the end of the game, but we work on it going from end to end and that kind of timeline to let those kids know that they can go at an end, like in a game type situation. I think it was one of the first times they ever really used something we do in practice in a game.
He said one of the first times, right, Coach? Jason Braddock, yeah. On that play, if I recall right, you had one timeout left. Was there any thought given, like, let's call a timeout and draw something? Or because some of those things you lay out there with Nathan Bay, that you felt like this is a great opportunity to score with this Duke team in this thing now, 75 feet, 2 seconds, let him do his thing?
Hey, Jason, no disrespect. That's a great question. When I look down at my left all night long and I see a dude down there that's won 1,200 games, he's a gold standard,
huh.
I'm not going to get in a marker board war on the chalkboard with him.
Great call.
And if I get to call a timeout, he's going to win every time. So if we get in a broken floor situation, I want to let my kids play because Coach K, he's the best in our profession. He can draw stuff up and make stuff happen that I don't think I can help my kids win with. But in a broken floor, in a playground situation, you know, learning from, you know, a guy like Eddie Sutton, who I work for, and Bill Self and Billy Kennedy, anytime you can get in a broken floor situation when the defense isn't set, you know, you just want to let your kids play. And that's what kind of how we practice it and let their instincts take over.
Stephen M. Austin, Lumberjacks men's basketball coach Kyle Keller with us on the hotline. Coach, for the last 24 hours, you have probably been the most featured play, game, event of the sports world. Every sports channel, television, radio, internet, print, whatever. What's it like for you guys to just see you and your team in an epic moment of glory? Just 24 hours, you are on TV at all times, shown in this moment of exuberance.
You know, it's been great. It's great for our university and great for our school. You know, the school's, you know, about to turn 100 years old, and the program's won about 24, 25 conference championships in that amount of time. And we are the state's winningest program in the last, you know, 12 years. So, you know, winning, we're used to winning around here in basketball. But obviously, winning a game like that, you know, you get to put on another pedestal. And it's been neat to for the kids and everybody to experience something that, you know, our games aren't on ESPN every week. You know, we're unfortunately, we're on. You have to watch us on a tablet or your phone most of the time on ESPN3, and so we don't get the same national exposure. But it looks like you guys have me on here tonight. I mean, if we hadn't done something dramatic, you know, I'd just be sitting in my office chair watching film on my next opponent and, you know, try to be listening to you guys or something. But it's been neat. You know, the reaction around town has been great. You know, we had a guy come in my office this morning who I don't even know. So he's been a season ticket holder for 50 years and got really emotional about it. And so he starts naming all the great players that have played here. And, you know, James Silas, the guys that played in the NBA and different people. And so that was the most important win that this school has ever had. And yeah, yeah, yeah. And we've been to the NCAA tournaments. This program's won games in the NCAA tournament. But still, it meant so much to these people to have pride to compete against, you know, the blue bloods in college basketball, and which I think is great. I'm getting gas this morning. Coming in the office, and a guy drives by me and says, "Coach, man, I just want to tell you how much I enjoyed the game last night." But that's what you get in small-town America. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. We fed the needy today for Thanksgiving for about an hour and a half, and that was a great deal. You know, we were going to do it anyway, regardless, win or lose, but the people were so kind and so polite. It's just small-town America in East Texas, you know, in the Piney Woods.
You talk about getting emotional. I think there's something else we've all become aware of since last night's huge victory over number one Duke that gets everyone a little bit into their emotions, and that was the game-winning bucket by Nathan Bain. It was just three months ago after Hurricane Dorian that his family homes there in Bahamas, his father's church, all of this seen significant damage. And he talked a little bit after the game of how he was playing for his family, not only abroad, but also his Stephen F. Austin family. Now, before we went live on our show tonight, 30 minutes ago, his GoFundMe that was at $2,000 before last night's game is closing in on $100,000. What does that mean to that young man and all of you that I'm sure is a tight-knit family there and his family back in the Bahamas?
You know, it's a great deal. Here's the thing about that GoFundMe is that not one penny of it's going to his personal family. You know, his personal family has enough to take care of themselves. But it's his parents. His dad's a pastor at a church, and they have a school in conjunction with this church in Freeport, and they educate 600 kids in the school. And Dorian, Category 5 Dorian, if you guys remember, your listeners remember back in the fall, they demolished that island, and so they're rebuilding that school and that church. So they can educate. His dad, in my opinion, is the most impactful person on that island because for the last 35 years, they've had hundreds of kids every year and generations now of kids that go to that school and become, you know, they're kids now of that school that have gone there. And so it's last night, and I'm not trying to get religious on it, it was a God thing, really, that Nathan made that basket and were able to bring awareness again to what happened back in the fall to that island and get an opportunity to continue to rebuild that school and that church that so many people are relying on to continue, you know, their lifestyle and have a chance to educate those young kids. Awesome deal. I mean, Nate, you know, all day when I've seen him, it's just been so emotional and so appreciative of what people have done. And at the end of the day, you know, I think there are a lot of North Carolina fans and NC State fans and Duke fans. I mean, the people that don't like Duke that donated to that fund, I think, out there.
Coach Kyle Keller, he's the head coach of the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks men's basketball team with us on the hotline. Coach, when you are leading your team, you're getting ready to take on, you know, a national powerhouse team like Duke, what do you tell your kids? You know, before that game, how do you get them ready? I know you mentioned in the post game, you know, how you were talking about banners and you're not going to let the banners beat you. And you talked about how, you know, in your home court, you know, you've got your banners that hang up and, you know, other teams who come in, they don't have those banners. It's a little intimidating for them to come in. What do you tell your team to get them ready for a game against a powerhouse team like Duke? Hey, don't pay attention to all this other stuff. Don't pay attention to how much they say you're an underdog. It, the basket is still the same height and the same width, and you're here to play ball, and they're just other kids. What do you say to them?
Well, when I coached at Kansas, I saw a lot of teams come in there. They were already beat before the game started. Mm-hmm. It was too big for them. I think that experience really helped me. Now that I'm here at Stephen F. Austin, and we've been able to win at LSU, win at Baylor, and some things like that, and compete in a tournament against some other big opponents. But like for this game example, you know, I did a blind draw of put our stats on one side and Duke's stats on the other, and they're eerily very similar as far as field goal percentage, you know, rebounding per game, assists, steals, turnovers, you know, points allowed, really similar. And took the logos off of them. I passed it around the room. I said, pick out which team stats are, who's who. You know, and I said, guys, their stats are the same as ours. You know, tell me who's Duke, who's us. And they had a hard time doing it. I said, guys, they play just like we do. They pressure the ball. They play great tempo. They rebound. They turn people over. I said, it's going to be a matter of who can do their system better than the other. I said, oh, and then I made our guys sign a blank piece of paper. And I said, you know, we all use the same alphabet, but everybody signs their name different. And I said, all you guys have to do is be yourself. You don't have to try to play like Michael Jordan or play like, you know, a James Harden or anything else to win the game. Just be yourself. I can't write your signature no matter how many times I practice. I can't write it like you. Be yourself. And if we'll stay connected and be a team, regardless of what the score is, that's going to be good enough. And I don't know if that did any good or not, but just simple things like that, just to try to put it in perspective and just play our system, be ourselves. And the last thing, really, I thought that was the most important was we're not Duke, but in our conference, in our little league, we get everybody's best shot. Everybody plays that gets up to play us. And our guys, obviously, were really excited to play Duke. We got Duke after they played Georgetown in the Garden, and their kids are a lot of freshmen, away from home for the first time, Thanksgiving. Mamas are probably texting, oh, I wish you were here, blah, 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 family members. And we played them at the perfect time, the perfect storm. And so it was just the perfect opportunity to play him, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it absolutely does. We're on with Coach Kyle Keller from Stephen F. Austin after the huge upset of number one Duke. This is a resume win, not only for yourself or the players, but for the school as well. And if you allow me to roll off some of those accolades that my co-host Patrick Creighton was mentioning before, largest upset in a men's D1 game in 15 years when you came into this down, as an underdog by 27.5 points. This team, your team, was in a 15-point deficit in the second half before Gavin Kinsmill hits a layup with 19 seconds that forced it to overtime. And a lot of the focus has been on Nate Bain, but it was Kinsmill who also picked up that loose ball and threw the outlet to Bain for him to go that 75 feet for the win and score. This also snapped a Blue Devil streak of 150 non-conference home games since they lost. That last time was February 26, 2000, P. Creighton mentioned earlier in the show that was against Ron Artest's St. John's team. So this is just a historical win. You probably got players on your team that weren't even born the last time somebody had done this to this Blue Blood, the Blue Devils, as you mentioned. And then the stat from ESPN Stats and Info that really jumped out to me out there was that your Stephen F. Austin team scored 64 of these 85 points in the paint, and that's the most Duke has allowed against any team in the past 10 seasons. And you mentioned all the championship runs and the matchups they face. For that to be your team, there has to be pride run coursing through your veins this day.
Oh, 100%. You know, you list some unbelievable, you know, things that are out there. And, you know, the thing I take the most pride in is the points in the paint, because I think as any coach of anything, of any sport, you want to pride your team on toughness and will. And I think that we made two plays really that really defined our game. We have nine new players on our team, and we had a new player step up at the end of regulation. They were going driving for a layup at the end of regulation. He threw his body up there and submitted and contested a tough layup. Wouldn't let a kid get a layup at the end of regulation and stopped him. And then the last possession, obviously, we got a deflection. My kid dove up, Gavin Kinsmill dives on the floor, 2 feet, two hands. First one on the floor is going to get a loose ball. And as a wherewithal, not to just be satisfied getting the loose ball, but finding a teammate in Bain. I mean, no disrespect, but how much courage you have to have at Duke, playing the number one team in the country, you're out in front of everybody. You talk about the shot clock and still make the layup with all that stuff going on around you, you know, and not blowing the layup, and you're going to have the courage to still make it with all that stuff going on. They're trying to run you down, running into that crowd and having the courage to make it. I mean, that's a heck of a deal. Now, I'm really proud of them, how they stayed together and how they kept fighting. You know, it was a fun deal, you know, for us. And now we got to try to put it behind us, you know, starting tomorrow, because we go on the road Friday and play an afternoon game at Arkansas State on Saturday.
Who's 5-1 as well?
He is Coach Kyle Keller, head coach of the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks men's basketball team. Winners of the Southland Conference for the last 6 years. When you heard Coach talk about how, you know, they're the team that teams go after in their conference. Well, that's why. They've been the team that's been the dominant team in their conference for most of this decade. Coach, real quick, one more before we let you go. What does a victory like this, where not only is it a win over a highly prominent team, number one team in the country, but it's so heavily televised and covered. What does a win like that do for your program?
Well, you know, hopefully it'll help us in recruiting, number one. I mean, we got some great stuff going on over here. I mean, we're building a $26 million practice facility, but when you can, you know, hopefully it'll help us in enrollment, people. You know, like you said, we've been everywhere today, you know, media-wise and nationally and locally, getting on in Houston is really important. We got a ton of our students come from Houston, which is super important to continue to draw more from there. And recruiting, and sure, I'll tell you one thing, it won't help us in. That's scheduling games.
Right.
And we have a hard time getting more games.
Right.
But, you know, all those kind of things are really important. Hopefully it'll breed a lot of confidence in our kids and knowing they can do some great things. But this can't be our high water mark of the year. I know that's really hard to say once you beat the number one team in the country, but, you know, our season's going to come down to how well we play in Katy this spring and make another NCAA tournament appearance and how well we do in the NCAA tournament. That's how we're judged on here in Nacogdoches. And that's really the most important thing for our program right now. But it's going to, you know, name recognition. That's why I played the game. That's why I appreciate Coach Sesky even playing us, because, you know, the branding and the name recognition and all that stuff, that was the whole point.
Stephen F. Austin, Lumberjacks men's basketball coach, Kyle Keller with us on the hotline. Coach, thank you so much for your time this evening. Congratulations on a great win. Best luck to you and your team going forward, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again pretty soon.
Yeah, that'd be great, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it so much.